UPS and the Teamsters come to an agreement, and Amazon is pleased. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 22nd day of June. Thanks for clicking through. Tesla is cutting back on jobs and plants. Do you talk about disturbing news at work? Many do. And today we'll tell you what the cost is to U.S. companies, and the story is shocking. There's a segment of American society that's moving quickly up the economic ladder, and you'll never guess who they are. The decision to tax internet sales is a boost for states, but it might not be such a good thing for Main Street. Those stories and more, along with the markets, coming your way next. Thanks for clicking through to the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. I don't know what it's like today, but it seems like everybody went on vacation this afternoon. No kidding. We were writing the news and getting ready for the broadcast today and trying to get a hold of people. Forget about it. It must be the arts festival that's happening in downtown Des Moines, right? Lots of things going on. And if you missed all of that stuff, click on down. You're going to find the information from City View, Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed talking about stuff to do in the metro. Maybe everybody took our advice and they're out there doing it. And by the way, you want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. Let's get into the news, all right, if you're paying attention, that is. I don't know. It's like the whole world just closed up this afternoon. United Parcel Service workers and their union have reached a tentative agreement on a 5-year contract. Now, if approved, the pact averts what threatened to be the first walkout in decades at the shipping giant, and everybody seems relieved. The deal negotiated with the Teamsters covers 250,000 workers, mostly drivers and package handlers, and includes pay increases. It also lays the groundwork for Sunday deliveries by UPS. Dennis Taylor is the co-chairman of the Teamsters UPS National Negotiating Committee, and in a statement he called the agreement, quote, among the very best ever negotiated for UPS members, end quote. Starting in August, the deal boosts starting pay for part-time package handlers from $10.35 an hour to $13 an hour, with the rate to rise to $15.50 over the next 4 years. Drivers who now earn $19 an hour will see their salary increase to $20.50 later this summer, and their pay will climb to $34.79 an hour by 2022. Union members will vote next month on the contract. Workers had given the union the go-ahead to call a strike earlier this month, giving the Teamsters leverage in the negotiations. Now, the last strike by UPS workers was way back in 1997, and that lasted more than 2 weeks, and obviously disrupted package delivery service around the country. But that was long, long before deliveries by Amazon, Walmart, Target, and others entered the field. Well, a year ago, Tesla entered into the residential solar business with a $2.6 billion deal. Today, we learned that much of that deal may be going away. According to internal documents obtained by Reuters, the latest cuts to the division that was once SolarCity include closing about a dozen installation facilities and ending a retail partnership with Home Depot that the current and former employees said generated about half of its sales. About 60 installation facilities remain open. This is all from an internal company email, which named 14 facilities slated for closure. The installation offices that were in the internal email said those targeted for closure were located in California, Maryland, New Jersey, Texas, New York, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Arizona, and Delaware. The company also fired dozens of solar customer service staffers at call centers in Nevada and in Utah. Well, this story is a bad news story about disturbing news. A study just released said that so many employees sit around digesting and then talking about disturbing news stories that it costs American companies a whopping $43 million a minute. We are not making this up. The tally is based on an analysis by outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, and they used data from the American Time Use Survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics to arrive at its findings. It all estimates that Americans spend at least 19.2 minutes a day reading and then discussing news. The findings use the results of a Nielsen study published in 2016 on the number of Americans who read news to estimate about 96.6 million workers do. So, here's where the math comes in. With the average hourly wage at $26.92 in May, Challenger calculates that employers stand to lose $832 million for every 19.2 minutes spent on bad news. If an especially hard-hitting story is dominating headlines for a week, that figure could reach $4.2 billion. The most recent news on immigration, replete with images and audio of children crying for their parents, is especially distressing, and that could crank out even more costs for business. Business, productivity, and disturbing news. How about that? Did you hear that? Wow. We're not making that up. $43 million a minute. Speaking of studies, here's one for you. According to a study by Stanford, Harvard, and the Census Bureau researchers, Hispanic Americans are climbing up the economic ladder just slightly lower than their white peers, but much faster than blacks. For instance, among those who grew up in lower middle class, 28% of Hispanics made it to the upper middle class or higher. That's compared to 35% of whites and only 14% of blacks. Hispanics were also more likely to escape poverty. Some 45% of Hispanics who grew up in the lowest economic margins made it to the middle class or even higher, compared to 46% of whites and 25% of blacks. The results and research comes at a time when Hispanics are facing a backlash in America. President Donald Trump has repeatedly disparaged Latino immigrants, particularly Mexicans, calling them criminals and a drain on society. However, it seems the opposite is true. Yet there is still an issue. According to the study in 2016, the median household income was $63,000 for whites, $47,000 for Hispanics, and $37,000 for blacks. Well, this past week, the Supreme Court says it's legal to collect sales taxes from online sales even if the seller does not have a physical presence in that state. Seems pretty good for cash-strapped states, but it may actually hurt some of the people it was intended to help. Main Street is, at this point, unsure all of this is a good idea. The decision removes the sales tax savings that consumers could reap by making purchases online instead of buying them from local brick-and-mortar shops. Although the move does help to level the playing field for physical small businesses, it also places new burdens on small online retailers. Some small business groups argue the decision will be burdensome and add to an already confusing tax structure. The nonpartisan Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council said the ruling will add stress for small businesses, the marketplace, and internet entrepreneurs. While the group admitted that traditional Main Street retailers selling in physical stores may benefit from the Supreme Court ruling, it noted that the complexities of the decision will hurt those selling across state lines. And here's one for you. This is sobering. The Des Moines Register is reporting today that nitrogen levels in Iowa waterways are going up, even though millions have been spent on trying to mitigate the issue. Nitrogen pollution flowing out of Iowa into the Gulf of Mexico has grown by almost 50% over nearly two decades, despite hundreds of millions of dollars spent to stem nutrients entering the state's waterways. A University of Iowa study shows the state's contribution to the Gulf dead zone spiked by 47% to 618 million pounds in 2016. Environmentalists say the study raises new questions about the effectiveness of Iowa's approach to improving water quality and its strategy of voluntary compliance. Just in case you've run out of things to worry about. When we come back, a quick look at what happened today on Wall Street. Stay with us. It's the Business News Hour for a Friday afternoon.